Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, step aside. Mike Q is about to show you how to get it done.
Queen.
Give me what I want.
Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you'll know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your spine, feel it in your back, feel the bass drum attack, feel it as you blow it, feel it and you know it's true.
Can you feel me in your ears?
Feel my loving. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it. Feel it in your pussy, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it in your pussy,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it as you blow it.
Feel it
in your back, feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back, feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it in your back,
feel it in your spine,
feel it.
Feel it in your back,
feel it.
Feel it in your pussy.
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 Mike Q. iconic House of Revlon has been presented in national scandals many times, but has always prevailed. So on this night, it's your turn to make a scandal of your own. Saturday, October 11th, in Richmond, Virginia, the iconic House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Some of your mini-grands include $500 for Butch Queen Realness, $500 for Drags Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Legendary Butch Queen Face, $500 for Realness with a Twist, $500 for Legendary Performance, $500 for Best Dress, $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $600 for Butch Queen Runway, $750 for Legendary Runway, $900 for Femme Queen vs. Drag Performance, and $1,000 for Femme Queen Face in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon. So be on time and send out your best. We've seen it time and time again. Grand prize winners as a house with the most trophies. But tonight, it's the house with the most cash. Whoever's house has the most cash at the end of the night will be awarded an additional grand prize of $2,000, along with an 8-foot trophy. That's right, the House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Saturday, October 11th, in Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Doors open at 11:45 p.m. Your commentators for the evening, the Scandalicious Duo. For tables, there's $200 apiece. Contact the iconic father himself, Tony Revlon. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, dated October 11th, a national scandal.
The icon pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic, for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness, for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, the Battle of the Goddesses, for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries, for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure, for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy, for $500, and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. The icon, pioneer, Larry Ebony, bringing you the 24-carat gold ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our bonding prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.dallassouthernpride.com for more details.
Yeah.
legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement, and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000. Femme Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banshee versus Executive versus Big Girls. Battle of the Girls. Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty. Banshee Girls as Princess Tiana. Executives as Mary Poppins. And Big Girls as your fairy godmother. All for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance, The Wizard. Ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grants include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's Loyal Companion for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, Showcase in Face, Body, and Realness for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Rapunzel, 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 Let Your Hair Down and Bring Us a Heel, Just as High as You Dare for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission, $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Debra, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite beat by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th. Legendary mother Power Infinity, icon Angel Milan, and icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gown for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drag's Realness for $100, Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy. And your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th.
Where modern design flows from nature. Element is a non-smoking hotel with everything.
This episode of Tenzer Chops is sponsored by Audible. Audible.com, your leading provider for audiobooks. Visit www.audibletrial.com/tenzerchops for your free one-book download and 30-day trial membership.
Switchboard, am I live? Switchboard, am I live? Major deduction. Hello, welcome to Tins of Chops, the number one ballroom radio station in the world.
Baby, you ready for Big
Daddy? How many do you want it? How many do you need it? How many do you want it? How many do you need it?
Big Daddy.
How many do you want it?
Say what? Say what?
How many do you need it?
Check me out.
How many do you want it?
Say what?
How many do you need it?
Good evening, good evening. Can you hear me, Marcus?
I can hear you, honey. Major deduction, you're late.
No, I was on, and then my phone dropped out of my hand, so you had to call me back.
We heard Felicia.
So no deduction. I was on.
No major deduction. It's like when you slip in the weekend out there. If you slip on the stage, honey, we're chopping you. There is no just letting it pay it. If it's a slip, it's
no
chopping.
My girlfriends are judging me. My girlfriends are judging me. I'm still going to win the category. Good evening. Good evening, everyone in ballroom land. I am Rodney, and I will start off with my message. The views and comments based on this night's episode will be those of Rodney and Rodney only. They do not reflect the House of Prodigy by any form, fashion, or means. So let's start the madness. Tonight, we will be discussing the infamous, world-famous latex ball.
Iconic.
Yeah, iconic even. And also the Rumble Ball. On last night. Who else do we have on there? Just me and you now, Marcus?
Yes, Dad.
Is Laura coming through?
I don't know. You know,
Alexis coming through?
She didn't come through for one way last night, so. Not sure. Oh, Laura is here. Laura?
Oh, I'm here. Hello.
Laura?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's up?
What's
your,
going on,
your wand didn't work this weekend for your True Religion? You couldn't pump out at the Rumble?
No, because I end up reading the category before I end up getting my flight, and I'm not with that redemption shit. I'll pass.
No. I was talking about runway.
Well, oh well.
Oh,
oh well. Wait, what about runway? What
was you saying? I thought you were walking runway this weekend at the Rumble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't try it, Marcus.
Keep people guessing. Well, before I was so rudely interrupted by Rodney's late intro, today is August 18th, the Monday recap of the Latex Ball and the Rumble. Welcome to Tins of Chops, the number one ballroom. Well, the only ballroom radio station in the world. And let's start the madness.
I hear we have a caller.
Oh, yeah, caller 917-693. What's on your mind?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
How you doing?
What's going on? Who are we speaking with?
Anonymous.
Oh, Anonymous, how you doing this evening?
Oh, I love you.
I tried to make it to the Latex Ball this year, and unfortunately I couldn't get none of my people to go with me, so I didn't want to go. But it looked like you guys had a wonderful time.
That's all for debate.
I was looking on Ballroom Throwbacks, thank God for Ballroom Throwbacks, and I was looking at the categories, and I was looking at some of the competition, and I noticed that, again, a lot of people got through based on, again, favorite your girlfriend, as opposed to legendary. And I was called by some of the judges who happened to be legendary, who happened to walk and have won. I'm still seeing a lot of favoritism towards the competitors, and I still feel that when is it going to change?
Well, that's a great caller question. Your voice sounds familiar to you. You sound like Keisha.
Marcus, that's Keisha, honey. That's Keisha from back in the day, girl.
I just want her to sing.
That's up, Keisha, honey. She trying to sound like Trey, honey.
Shut up. What's up, y'all?
What's going on?
What's going on?
I really want to come to Latex Ball. But I was looking at the competition, and I was just wondering. I noticed how some of the competitors got through, and I'm like, why?
Some.
Before we go, is that someone's background? Are you somewhere in the wind or Laura, are you near a fan?
I'm in my place. I'm in my house.
Switchboard, can you make a test? Oh, okay. Well, we'll let it slide. Keisha, it is your background, but it's okay. I'll be honest with you, having been there, I think what happened was the crowd was so – it was a nice crowd. I don't want anybody to think the ball flopped. It just wasn't a lot of major or the people that we consider competition at the ball. It was a lot of unfamiliar faces or people that were attempting to make a name, and that's a good thing. I mean, so the judges were being very – what's the word? I think lenient because they didn't want to be the first one to try it or – you know, things. With Women's Vogue, there were some that were, you know, not tens, but they took into consideration they were women. They had come all the way from Russia and Taiwan and Japan and all of this. So, you know, how you chop somebody and they all flew 25, 26 hours to get there.
You know what, Marcus? So that category should have been for $1,000 versus that
yes.
Performance category. No shade.
Well, no shade. It'll probably be $1,000 tonight at the, you know, what we're going to tonight.
Because them women, they fucking bring it, and it's no motherfucking shade. They actually bring it, even though it may not be the best of Vogue, but it's just the you know, like the award that they give. Like they come in high spirit, they be smiling while they voguing. Like
they hug
you know,
each other, they share their water.
Uh-huh.
You know, they be ready to battle. I think if they've only been practicing for like a year or so or less than a year,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be, you know, notable, definitely notable.
Right.
I totally agree. I totally agree. Keisha, what else did you notice about the ball? Keisha going once? Keisha going twice? Switchboard.
Can you hear me?
Switchboard. Oh, yeah, Keisha, we can hear you now.
No, it was good to see some of the icons and the legends, and it just felt like the ball was very festive. I mean, the categories, the people throwing the categories, some categories I was glad to see that they actually throwing the categories correctly. And then, like you said, like they had a good time. You know. I wish I had Pimp Queen performance. I wish there was more. I cannot believe Super Walk Queen performance. And I'm like, I thought we went through this before. Why didn't they come out to walk?
Well, I think they wanted handed it to them. I think the Femme Queens wanted handed to them. They wanted to be Femme Queen performance, legendary Femme Queen performance. They want you to call out their name. They want you to let them come in whatever they want to come in, and you give them all the coin. I think
wait,
that's
Marcus,
okay.
Don't forget lackluster performance as
they don't want to walk when it's open to all. They don't want to match. But, you know, I look at open to all performance with five trophies and you battle. The cash is the incentive. It's, you're still battling for a latex ball trophy, which I still thought meant something. You know what I mean? To say you won a latex, to say you won a New York City Awards ball, you won a Stewart ball, that should mean something. Caller 323-286, you're live.
Me too. What happened?
You're live. Major deduction. You're 20 minutes late.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was live. What just blew up, bitch? Go ahead, Mom. You a fan. I'm not going to interrupt you tonight. Let me say my
what time. I said was you was late. I said what I said.
Well, bitch, it seemed like when I'm on time, bitch, you want to show up late.
Or take the night off. How you doing? Hello, Michi. We're going to put you.
Hey,
we're going to put you to the side. You wasn't
well, when y'all talk about the categories, I know I got something to say about a couple of the categories. So I'm gonna hold my mouth.
Well, let's finish with the caller first. Keisha,
yes.
Do you have anything else you want to say? Well, we're gonna put you on hold.
That's not Keisha's background. Switchboard, can you switch? Can you mute London? I mean Laura. There's something. Well, let's just see. So, switchboard, is Laura muted? Hello, who's live?
I'm here.
I'm here, Laura.
That is not me. I'm in my house.
Oh, it's Rodney. Rodney, you have to fix your noise. You're gonna have to turn down the air. I know it's hot in New York, but you're gonna have to turn the air off. That window fan.
I mean, I have central air, but that's downstairs, baby. Like, I know I have
well,
no noise.
Central air
here.
Wouldn't sound like that. It's
right.
The fan.
I don't have no air conditioner sitting around a hot fan circling hot heat in my place. I
He's
don't
giving us
fan.
Very what's the name of the spot? Like, do the right thing.
The air conditioner is that loud that you can hear,
Martha? Yeah, the air conditioner is definitely that loud. We can hear you.
Let me get on. I was on speaker, so that might be the reason. Hold on.
Rodney, is that AC leaking, honey?
No. Hold on.
Are you at the Motel 6?
Hello. Can y'all hear me better now?
Yeah, the Motel 6 on 37th. Uh-huh.
Much sound better.
Yes. Mind you, I was thinking it was Keisha the whole time. Well, Keisha, if you have something else to say, press one.
Oh, not Marcus for no hoe, because she goes so bad right
now. we can leave Keisha on the line.
Right.
I thought
it was her background. That's why Keisha, press one again.
Marcus.
I didn't go to the latex, but I did hear that it was dry. So in the words of Kelly, I'm going to give you the blah, 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 blah.
Don't be like that now.
I don't think the ball was dry. I don't think the ball was that dry. I think the issue is the girls. I don't think the girls could get there with
our girls.
I think the problem is the girls' wands are not working. They could not get here once again. New York was a very expensive weekend, and the girls paid it. So,
no,
but guess what?
The
competition
Marcus.
Does not stop because you did not come.
Marcus, that's not
the
problem.
Marcus,
the problem is
that
ever since
the
late kickball
that going to be the
Chargers,
case coming up in, years, in months to come?
What, that they can't get there?
Yeah, because it's going to be very, very expensive when that other function happens.
Right.
Well, I hope either the girls plan accordingly or their magic wands come through.
Mm-hmm.
No, Marcus, let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is that the latex ball was cute when it was free. It used to be packed boots, and even they never really finished all their categories, it was still a ball to be in. You always won the latex ball trophy. It was over. Ever since they started charging and then they kicked Miss Aisha out of that position when she was a latex, they kicked her out as, you know, being over the ball and stuff. That's when they started charging, the girls stopped coming.
Rodney, without being fierce, the person next to you, can they move away a little bit?
No one's in the room with me, so.
Mm. Oh, well, where's the background noise coming from? It's an echo.
I don't know. Maybe it's, I'm about
well,
to
I'm
go.
Not on speaker.
Michi, is that you?
I'm muted.
How you muted and we hear you?
On my phone. I just unmuted my phone because I was
No, not that quick, baby. You responded a little too quick.
Right. Sweetie, like I said, I was muted.
That phone really fast, man.
It's still right here.
But I don't hear it. I don't hear it anymore. Oh, okay.
No, it's a little. Okay, well, where were we? I mean, I don't necessarily think the latex was that bad. You know, now, yeah, okay, because Women's Performance had over 20 to 22 girls that walked. You know, Runway was a little lackluster. Vogue Femme and the Femme, we already know the Femme Queens didn't come out. I mean, it kind of was what
well,
it
I mean,
was.
The latex ball has been the same for years.
Right,
like,
the last
I mean,
four.
The
last
women,
five
the women's
years
performance,
the,
women's
year.
Performance, Vogue Femme,
and
labels. It's only be like 2-3 people walk, but it still be this hot because it's Stephanie's and Jessica and Simone. And you know, just to see those girls come through and wow the crowd with what they acquired is really nice to hear. But everything else has been pretty much just the same for years.
I guess the girls just decided it's a lot to choose from. The girls have to pick their events.
And they decided that then they have to pay for it. They don't want to go and pay $30 to see women's performance and ladies.
And then on top of that, this year, girl, let me shut up because that label's kind of good.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. So the special guest was Shangela from RuPaul's Drag Race. And
special guest?
She's Jennifer Lewis's assistant or whatever.
A drag queen was a special guest.
You heard it correctly. Special guest. What more do you need?
But Shangela...
That had to be their backup. You know, they first choice must be didn't show up. But even the year they had Tamar, you just don't go from Tamar to Shangela.
Right, to Shangela. Okay. Maybe they didn't expect a lot of girls to come anyway, because you know that when it's, you know, they, you know, ever since they've been charged, they probably make sure they book and fee is paid, you know, so maybe they didn't expect a lot of people to come this go-around, so they just got a D or F rated.
I don't really think they paid the person to make an appearance at the fundraiser. I just think it's pre-planned that they're coming, and you know, it happened to be that Shangela was in New York doing a stand-up comedy show, and so she was there. I know she's friends with Louis. She's very close to Louis, but I mean,
Tamar Shangela.
Well, I mean, when Tamar came, she really was nobody.
Okay.
Braxton Shangela.
It wasn't Tony Braxton. It was Tamar Braxton.
It was still a Braxton with some value.
What was that year that Janet Jackson was there? That was my old.
That was TLC, wasn't it?
No, that was
the
Latex.
That was the Latex ball. That was like 05, I think that was.
Yeah.
But people was wanting to do the Latex because of the grand stage and
right.
Or the wild,
I'll be honest with you, that venue is not over like that. It's a warehouse. I mean, it's not even a warehouse. It looks like
the Roseland Ballroom. It speaks volumes. Like, oh yeah, I want to make sure I get in there and walk and be on that stage and everybody in the building see me, because from previous times when they see how the crowd goes up and just start clapping just for mediocre entertainment, so he's like, well, bitch, I might as well come get some.
Yeah. It was dark in there, too. I guess they didn't pay for all the light.
And how much was it again? $30?
At the door, yeah. $30 for VIP, $25 at the door for regular.
Well, you said it was dark
in
there?
Oh, wow. $5 more, you can sit with the girl.
That's why
no, for $5 more, you can have a cocktail upstairs and stay upstairs.
Marcus, you
and not have
dark
a seat.
In there?
It
for
was.
$5 more. You get
Marcus,
with
did
the
you
company.
Say it was dark in there?
It was.
So
hello.
That's why they gave all them girls
chance.
That's why they gave all them girls chance with that dress.
Oh, Laura. Huh?
Hold on. So they charged $25 for regular and $30 for VIP.
Well, it was $15 for regular if you bought it in advance, and $20 for VIP if you bought it in advance. And then, well, I guess $25 or something.
But they was letting regular people up to VIP.
If you had a pass, you had to pay for it.
Well, for just handed
caller,
the security, I was just $35.
240-581, you're live.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Long time no hear.
Naima.
How are you, Brian?
Naima.
Naima, Naima, Naima.
Oh, my God, is this Lawrence Ebony?
Laura. Don't try it.
Who is that? Oh. No, I'm serious. Who is that? I couldn't hear.
That's Naima.
Naima.
Don't try it. Don't, I'm Laura.
You don't call me Laura.
So what?
Warning. Freak alert. Warning. Freak alert.
Are you calling to shake the table, Naima?
I just had one thing to say.
Well, come on, Mother Holocaust.
Could somebody please have a talk with Salvin, because when I was looking at the aftermath and that, you know, with some Spanish child,
right.
I think he was trying
right.
to, huh? What'd you say? When Caesar was talking to the Spanish child, the light-skinned child, whatever, the child was, I was trying to get what he was saying. And then here, all of a sudden, here comes Southern Ass, always popping up in the doggone camera. And mind you, Caesar was really trying to let the child finish because the child had something serious to talk about. And then she wouldn't bring her ugly ass in front of the camera. And she always doing it. I think she rude. I say that's real tired on her part. They keep letting her get away with it because she's stubborn. So fuck what? It's been other people that's been on camera talking, and she pop up in the middle. And because she don't really take Caesar serious, she keeps doing this shit. Somebody needs to address her. It's not like she easy on the eyes, but somebody needs to address her about that.
Speaking of easy on the eye, I guess we'll get to that later, too. MC Deborah Untucked.
Yes.
Yeah, but I noticed that wasn't her week. That weekend was bad for her, honey. I mean, back to back like that, the latex, first of all, I mean, come on. White is not your color, honey.
I'm going to say this, kind of going in order. And I mean no disrespect to an icon, whoever he is, Soul Pendarz is. But if you're going to present awards to somebody, at least know their name.
Oh? He didn't read the script before he came out.
Well, no. He did his own awards, got his own plaque, so I'm assuming, and said he was presenting some awards. And the first few people, he knew their names. But I guess they was having something called the Gag Award. And I don't know if he just picked Kiana out of the audience. But it was kind of like, we're going to gag you and have Kiana walk the runway tonight. Kiana is a icon in the ballroom scene who walks balls pretty regularly.
Yeah.
So what was the gag about her walking the runway? It just didn't go over right. And then when he presented it to her, he was like, young lady, he said One House first, and then he said Balenciaga and didn't know her first name. And I just kiki like, well, ooh, that was definitely the gag. And it just, the crowd just looked at it like, no.
You know, I can't stand when they do that, when they put them old girls on the mic and they just be babbling on about nothing, really. Like, they just end up getting
what
they're talking about. Yeah.
And then secondly, I think it's very tasteless for people who are honored and you're told in advance you're being honored that you don't show up. You know, in the future, if I give an award to somebody they don't show up, you're just not getting it. Whether that be a Hall of Fame award or anything. If you're not there, I'm sorry, you just got to wait your turn until we pick you again.
Does that
probably
pertain
never
to happen. Other year awards as well?
Huh?
Does that pertain to the other years? Because, you know
well, no, of the year, you don't never know you're going to get it.
Right,
but you know
right.
You're being honored years
okay.
in, you know, months in advance
right.
for a Hall of Fame or... You know, and
well,
I see it all the time, like New York City Awards when Jack picked people and then they don't show up. It's like, well, could you not tell them you wasn't coming so they could have picked somebody else?
Well, Marcus, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You recently did a Hall of Fame, and even though the person was in the city, around the area and all that type of stuff, they didn't show up for the banquet, and they didn't come out when you announced their names at the ball. So what was your take on that? Since we're on that subject.
Well, since, you know, that was an event definitely a month and a half ago, they were there, though. They at least showed up to the event. They came late, which I guess some people, you know, that person has definitely been in the ballroom scene longer than me, so they just don't know my reputation. I'm going to start when I say I'm going to start. So they just don't know me. I mean, but at least they came. These bitches didn't show up at all.
Oh, okay, I understand.
You still
like
say you're a star, Marcus?
Excuse me?
Clarity.
Oh. Did you say you a star?
I said they didn't know what time I start. Yeah. I don't see status. I'm Marcus.
I know, Marcus.
Come on.
First name, meet it on.
Don't play green with Marcus, bro. Stop, please.
With Laura.
So LSS was actually kind of cute this time. They only really called up Icon. And that was kind of sickening. it was kind of good to see. It was kind of refreshing.
Mm.
They went into the ball. Your judges for the evening were, and I'm going to try to remember them all, Stephanie, no last name need. I'm going to call her X Factor, Hector Extravaganza, James Caan, Mike Mirahi, Trayvon Allure, Aisha Prodigy, Stuart Ebony. It was two more.
Did you say Stephanie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aisha?
I already said her.
Kiana was judging too.
Kiana Balenciaga. And...
Oh, I didn't get Kiana's name. I didn't know she was judging.
And,
Monica Kwan. Monica.
And Monica Kwan. Now, mother, overall mother, four. Congratulations, Monica, and, why do I forget his name every time? Zaki, congratulations.
I figured he was going to say that.
Yeah. Zaki.
Starting a new house, reopening a house.
Well, are they a fix? Ford was in Detroit? Or
correct.
Was it a New York-based house, too? Clint's house, right?
Yeah, and Shay, Balenciaga, and all them were in Ford.
Okay, congratulations on... Okay. We're restarting or reopening the house of Ford, town Ford. Congratulations. Where were we? The first right. category of the night was best dress. Fashion assassins, would y'all like to call in?
I said I didn't see any pictures on Best
Marla
Dress.
Marla had just called me. I was trying to call him back.
Best Dress, not labels. We ain't got to that yet. If he's going to talk about Best Dress, though, he probably didn't see Best Dress.
Next category.
Well, no, I said this in the group. I don't think you should be able to walk Best Dress without your hair done. You're not done without your hair not being done.
Okay.
Now, a butch queen can probably slide through with a hat on.
Who didn't have a hair done?
Brittany.
None of them. It's no shade, none of them.
And maybe just because Brittany performed. You forgot about Brittany doing her little rap, which was kind of cute, that little thing she did.
I didn't see that part. But,
that was kind of cute.
But for the most part, none of their hair. I can go with a few strands being out, but... And the one that I noticed was the Janae girl. What's her name? She's a legend. She's in the House of Legend, rather.
Princess. Open.
She looks fierce. It's no shade. And I don't know why y'all just gave her 10s. I guess because y'all gave her an award. But, you know, when you get honored, too, I don't really think you should walk the ball that night. Y'all agree or not? Mm.
I personally wouldn't if it was that type of honor and you was getting, I wouldn't.
My question is, what was the category calling for? Because I saw it was too much of, I don't know what was up there.
For you were a part of the Kardashian family best dress.
What?
Well, that's what I said.
Kardashian.
Which category was that?
Hold the beat. Caller 917-693, you're live.
It's me again.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi, Keisha. Welcome back.
The person who you were questioning was that's Lady Jasmine, and she's in the House of Legends. In case you wouldn't know who the person, you said she was a House of Legends. Her name is Lady
Jasmine.
She is a legendary for drag performance. She's been performed for over 25 years.
Then she should have had her hair done.
And when I was watching... They were kind of hesitant, but they gave her 10. Because I noticed that they were judges.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, again, we've stepped back. She's a very beautiful person, very humble, and she's been in the scene for years.
Then she should have
gained her tenure in the scene and all that.
It's no shade. Between the number of years of those judges that were on the panel, far outseated the number of years that she's been in the scene. She's been in the scene 25 years. Collectively, they've been walking balls and jumping balls for probably over 150 or 200 years. They could have chopped her. That's,
Marcus,
I don't understand the girlfriend thing.
Marcus,
yeah.
Marcus, when I first called, I didn't make any names. I just made a statement. And you corrected me, and I kind of agree with you. You said, listen, and what did you say? I said how some people get away and others don't. And what did you say?
Well, they were being what? No, but that was an automatic chop. I'm not talking about women's performances. She came from the way Lady Jasmine would live in Jersey.
Yes, she does.
Okay, so she lives in Jersey,
okay,
so she came across the bridge and paid $2.50 to get on the train. She should have looked better than that. She got honored that night.
Question. Who was the big dark-skinned child that came up there looking like Peter Pan?
You said $2.50 to get on the train.
You look like Chloe. That looks like Chloe McClure.
Hold on. You talk about, the girl that won.
No, not her. No, I'm not talking about her. She looked like Tinkerbell. That's the one I'm talking about the other one, the big chocolate one, the real fat one that came up there.
That's
not that
Lady Jasmine.
Oh, she looked like Peter Pan. Oh.
Stop.
And what did the category stipulate?
Y'all wrong.
You had to
be one.
You had to look like a Kardashian.
I got a question for y'all. How many entertainers y'all seen present awards? I mean, in the real world, and their hair look a mess, and you're like, what was she thinking? The outfit is okay, but the hair looks a mess, and these are real biological females, and their hair looks fierce, and you be like,
but
what
that's
the fuck?
Not the-
But they weren't walking best dressed either.
But when you talk about best dressed, though, Keisha, I'm thinking like, you know, when Stephanie Milan walks best dressed, or when you see Eve Prada and those type of girls, you know, they motherfucking complain. I mean, the hair beat. I mean, even if it's in a ponytail or whatever, it's
that it was hot in there or nothing. It was very cold in the venue. It wasn't like
was
your hair frizzled
category.
Up or nothing.
It
you just looked
fierce. It was the last category, like the face kids that was gagging when they makeup failed on their wedding dresses and shit, honey.
Now, can I say one thing about best dress? Best dress doesn't mean you have to be in labels and you don't have to have expensive clothing. Best dress means you just look the part. So now,
right? We're not reading necessarily the fashion because
no,
I think best that particular ball, even for the Butch Queens, I think the Butch Queens were a little off too, for it to be the Kardashian fight. The Milan boy that walked, he had on a short set. Well, I guess you could walk best dressed in a short, you know, short set in a jacket, but then he had this eccentric eyewear that just what's the word? It didn't compliment the look. The eyewear looked like it was a foot and eye piece,
mm-hmm.
and his suit looked like it came from, I hate to say this, H&M.
But I'm saying, I know girls that can walk best dressed, and they can go to the Goodwill or go to the Unique store and get put pieces together and make it look like something. You know what I'm saying? Make it look fresh and forward. So to me, best dressed doesn't mean labels it, but you have to look well put together, and that's not, then no one looks like no Kardashian now that I know what the cat girl.
Okay, I got an inbox from somebody that just said, how did Simone Prada get 10s with a coffee stain on her dress?
The same way Britney got 10s looking like Baby Bop, honey, with that purple outfit on. I'll never get quiet.
To the young lady that won, which it was definitely, what's the word? It was a different type of look for her to win best dress.
What would you call it?
Fem queen sex siren?
Girl, that was very much a regular fem queen coming to a bar with whips and chains on. She gave you very much leather party to you, honey. Come on.
So you think you think she gave you Rihanna best dress? Rihanna going to XL.
Yeah, very
not
much.
Not Kim Kardashian.
Like you going to.
It didn't give you Christmas card tees from the Kardashian.
Like
Christina Milian. Very much Christina Milian.
Well, congratulations to the 007 that did win. You definitely.
I thought it said Simone won best dress. So Simone didn't win.
No,
Simone didn't
win.
The 007 won.
No,
the
007
won. The one that he fucking faced Ebony.
Oh. Hey, girl.
Oh, what? Y'all y'all trying to pay it now or something?
Okay. The next category of the night was... Lord,
you know
I don't report things that I don't know. You know, I don't know it's true. I just don't do that.
And I would ask that she do the same.
The next category of the night was... Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Nothing, you got to look it up to find out what the best category is.
No, not he said best, he said next.
Oh,
next. For that, I thought I heard two, and I was like, oh, no, he said next.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they had Butch Queen Best Dress. You know what, moving on. Congratulations.
Who won Butch Queen Best Dress? I thought that was labeled.
I think it was Aga.
No. Yes or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Best Dress was...
Aga won Best Dress.
Yeah. Aga.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes. Aga from Atlanta. Oh, my God. He's like my gay cousin, too, and I don't know his name. I think it's Taryn.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the one that used to date Amp. I hate to say it.
Oh.
Not I hate to say
Terrence
it.
Taryn is his name, right?
Yeah,
who was the
child that came in looking like the mask that wore Best Dress with that yellow outfit on?
That's Storm Elite from Pittsburgh.
Oh,
I don't think the suit was bad. I actually like the suit. I don't think
the suit was
fitted.
I don't like the way she dressed it at all.
Right, it was
like
the purple shirt with it with the tie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the suit was fine. It just didn't fit right on her.
Who's
over there cooking?
Rodney.
I'm not cooking anything.
Not me, but that's not Rodney cooking. He beating his air conditioner right now, honey.
I got a fork from the silverware, and I'm about to eat.
I'm trying to get the air out.
So, yeah, she fried some chicken.
Before I go out.
Yes, Dad. Well, since I can't find the order categories, I'm just going to, I guess we'll just go from what we remember. Hold on, shout out to all the houses that did not show up to the ball, but you were reserved the table. I think that's very tacky, you know, especially they had people standing up and y'all, you know, your house didn't have one person there. You would be standing up next year, I promise you, if you came. You'd be standing up if it was my event. Or I think maybe they should charge for tables, too. Make the girls buy into it. Call a 347-891. You're live.
Chichi Aga is his name, and he lives in New York.
Yeah,
hey, cool.
Hey, y'all.
Chichi Aga.
Chichi.
Yeah, Terrence.
Terrence is his name.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't call nobody no Chichi Aga. I don't know him by that. But congratulations.
Wait, his name is Chichi and he that dark?
Chichi.
Chichi. Oh, Chichi Aga. I just remember him walking Schoolboy back in the day.
Right, he did.
He's been walking Best Dressed for a minute now.
Well, yeah, I know he's walked Best Dressed. I remember that, too. That infamous night that him and Amp walked against Sebastian. And Sebastian
umbrella.
Pulled out the umbrella. The umbrella turned into a seat. Yes, a chair.
Alexis.
Huh?
You at work?
I'm leaving now.
Oh, okay.
You in that Uber?
No, I'm not. I'm actually using the MTA tonight.
It was realness. Realness was next, but they had realness that's moved around. So we're just gonna start at the top with realness. Schoolboy realness. You had to look like Nikki, the baby boy of the family, and portray a student of the Bellar Charter School.
Nikki. Remember when Nikki was the baby? The show kind of got discontinued once he kind of got to, he was about six.
It wasn't too popular. Go ahead.
But Nikki the baby boy. When you go to a charter school, your clothes are usually pressed and ironed because you went to a gifted school. The schoolboys looked a little, what's the word, folded up together. You guys agree or no?
So that category she got discontinued too, honey.
But congratulations to the young man that won. Not sure what your name is. Pretty Boy Realness, it was two competitors, Julius Revlon and the Miyake Mugler, who's been kind of winning everything recently. You had to bring in, like, Will in, like, a hipster effect. Grand prize, Mugler.
Is that the one that was at the Jack's Rumble birthday ball?
Yeah. Same boy.
Oh, yeah. Carolina
Stand Up. Sug was Jazz. You had to bring, like, Jazz from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Does anybody know who won?
You had to bring, like, Jazz and Thug Realness?
Yeah, Jazz wasn't no damn Thug.
Okay.
Well, it says tonight, bring it as any hip-hop or music artist from the early 90s, but it was an honor of Jazz.
This is what I said. Well, you know, Magnum Aga won, and he brought it, like, one of the N.W.A. people, I think.
Right, now, those were thugs.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, moving on.
What
executive
realness,
you had to bring it like Philip, either as a judge or.
Say it again, Alexis.
No, go ahead, child, pay it, because before Hero calling in, go ahead.
Executive realness, you had to bring it either as a judge or a member of the Bel Air Golf Club as Uncle Philip.
Somebody walk.
I don't remember. I don't think so. I don't remember. I didn't stay for the battles for the money. All of that was at the end. I left at 3:00. Butch as Jeffrey. I don't think anybody walked that. Trans man. You had to bring it as Carlton in the best nerdy effect. This happened in St. Louis, and I actually chopped everybody for this category when it was a schoolboy. You remember that, Rodney? Because all their clothes were wrinkled. Carlton has always been pressed and neat, and unfortunately, it is no shade. I hope it's not taking a shade. None of y'all clothes were really pressed, with the exception of the trans man, Aga Jamel. So everybody else would have been chopped to me, legend or not. But I guess the judges,
the
a prodigy wall. Slash alpha, I think, was he an alpha or a prodigy?
Prodigy.
He's a prodigy. Shady Prada and Jamel Balenciaga. Because when you go into, and even though Jamel's look didn't necessarily look like Carlton, because he had on a pair of, you know, it really wasn't really like Carlton, I guess, because trans men really don't have to always do that. He appeared the most like Carlton and was real.
They had to be polished because of the school that they went to.
Right, but the clothes were wrinkled.
Well, just in general,
right.
Yeah.
But definitely, congratulations to Legendary Shady Prada. He's definitely real. I just think the character part was lacking.
Who won Grand Prize?
Grand Prize, Shady Prada, and he won the $500.
Oh, so basically Jamel should have won then.
Why are you saying, Lori? You don't think Shady's real?
No, I'm asking Marcus, is that what you're saying? Like,
I think Jamel should have won the category for Trans Man Realness because he brought the category correct. Jamel is real, Shady is real. If I had to pick on realness, it would have been Shady. But if I was picking on the category and realness, I would have picked, based on the category and realness, to pick Jamel. Right.
Okay.
That's my answer. Drags, realness, you had to bring it as Ashley as in a 90s effect. It was a Ebony young lady and Evelyn Revlon that walked. A grand prize was the Ebony. I don't know her name. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Secretary. He didn't get the memo.
Film Queen Realness, you had to bring in this Vivian from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. grand prize, Imani Mizrahi.
What was the theme of this ball?
It was based on family. It's like TV family.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Teen Sex Siren, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Grand Prize Extravaganza. They were the only team that walked. That man looked fierce.
He looked terrible, bitch.
And it wasn't because he was big. He just was not sexy.
He wasn't sexy with all that hair on his gut.
Shout out to Carmen Extravaganza for being at the ball. That was my first time ever seeing
about.
You are beautiful.
The only reason the only reason they didn't chop them because Nicole walked out there or whatever. Like, come on, like, girl. It's not female. It wasn't Fem Queen Sex Hour. It was teen. If one of them looks fierce, it's chop.
Correct.
Right.
So what team was Nicole on?
It was only
one walk.
Yeah, she's the only one that walked, yeah, and her partner.
Yeah, that's what the wall gave. One wall, grand prize.
And Nicole should have been chopped.
Well, her team should have been chopped because her partner
was here. Yeah, her team should have been chopped.
Meechie, they just said it was team sex out. There was two people. So if one person is sexy, they're not a team.
I'm trying to figure out which one wasn't sexy. That's what y'all trying
to
get.
I know what you're saying, Joe, Meechie. I know where you're going with this. I ain't going there. I ain't going.
Because you trying to scoop around my question.
Yeah. Are you trying to call what's the sexy, Meechie?
I didn't say anything about it. Laura said if one person isn't sexy, the whole team should have been chopped. So I'm trying to figure out which one wasn't sexy.
Oh, the man. We're talking about the man.
The male figure was not sexy.
Oh,
I think Nicole was fine. She was fine with me. Nicole is she's all right.
Butch Queen Faye. Butch Queen Faye.
Work Ebony.
It was an Ebony young
Quiet.
Man.
Shay.
It wasn't at all.
You
yes,
know
it
what?
Why should he not have beat the Ms. Wright child? Why?
Because that Ms. Wright child got structure, bitch.
They both
wait
have
a minute.
Structure, so why shouldn't he have won?
That boy, that Ebony child didn't have no structure, and it's no shade. This is round.
You know what, homeboy? I'm not going to play with you tonight.
Happened was Jack kind of said, you know, the winner from the latex ball last year, and they was expecting this beautiful person, and then he came out, and I think his makeup wasn't right for that stage or the light.
Ain't it?
It just didn't look right. And so that's kind of why the darker Ebony looked a little more, he looked more polished. He looked more put together. And
you're
that's kind of how
I really think I think both of them could have got chopped. If it was the right panel, both of them would have got chopped, if you ask me.
You said it was the right panel.
Yeah, if it was the right panel, both of them would have got chopped.
Did you not see that panel there?
There was one in the right panel, right?
Yeah.
They were being, we already
you
said they were being generous, y'all. They were
doing
being generous.
Alone.
Just because you're a legendary girl don't mean you need to sit on everybody's panel. That's all I'm going to say.
That is true.
Drag Phase. Congratulations to Mother China, Mugler.
Yes.
Fem Queen Phase.
You think yes or like it was right?
Huh?
That was all saying, yeah. She was sitting last night?
Yeah, China was sitting.
Yeah, China looks good. She looks good.
We're China.
Fem Queen say, I've never really seen China look bad, though. Not when she walked.
She give you Atlanta, like, to
what?
Become ready, honey.
Fem Queen Faze.
I got a ball coming up.
Oh, y'all better not. Y'all don't do that.
For the record, that was Rodney that said that.
I heard it. I'm ready.
Fem Queen
Faze. You didn't hear Alexis in that background, too. She said, you didn't hear that squirm she gave.
Rodney, did you turn your hair back on?
That's not me. Oh. The air never went off.
Oh. Fem Queen Faze.
Hold on.
Girl.
Let me go outside and I'm out of line.
Don't go outside now, Meechie.
It's no shade. I just don't think. If you can do it in the Kiki scene, that does not mean you can do it in the big scene. That's going to be my answer for that.
Mark.
I thought she was a drag queen, though.
Took three moans and she sided the wall.
Oh.
And I think
she's
not. she, you could tell she's a junior femme queen. But I think because femme queen face is, especially at a latex ball, you don't know who's going to come out. You don't know if, like, the girls are going
to
come out.
She's not worried about who's coming out. She came to walk.
Oh, she's an avenue?
But she, Michi, is no shade. She clearly was not ready to walk a latex ball.
Alexis, that's the one that walked that rumble ball that y'all was reading a couple weeks ago, the one who walked the drag face with the ostrich neck, honey, with that long neck.
Laura.
Hold on, that's the one Alexis Chopper said. I said what I said.
The final warning.
No, that was Naja.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, the girl who walked that ball that you said was...
I'm talking about that rumble ball.
Oh, that's who walked... That's who won, Marcus?
Who?
The Ebony girl from...
No, she didn't win.
No, she didn't win. She got her fan.
She got a team, but she didn't win.
Me
she better
too.
Not have won.
Just actually, I'll be honest with you. If you're walking at the Kiki Ball, you really should not be walking at the Major Ball at all.
No, actually, if you're walking at the Major Ball, you shouldn't walk at the Kiki Ball.
Kiki Ball.
I'm going to do opposite.
No, because to me, I'm
trying it.
Yeah.
Just because you can get through
always...
a Kiki Ball does not mean you can get through.
You know, some people use the Kiki Ball as a practice to see that it, and they're maturing their look so they can actually do it at the Major Ball.
That's not what that's for. It's supposed to be.
I know it's not, but
in
this day and age, it's not a little too.
No, I thought it was actually you walk the Kiki seed for a category that you always wanted to walk or something like that. That's what I always thought it was.
Yeah.
Right. If you're a Vogue Sim and you secretly want to be a drag queen, you walk drag performance. Or you secretly want to walk face, so you walk face. But if you walk Sim Queen face...
I do understand where Rodney is coming from also. A lot of people do use the Kiki scene as practice in order to get ready for the real scene.
So because you get 10 for the Kiki Ball, you're supposed to be given 10s at the Mason Ball?
Hold on, Marcus. She has gotten them. I'm going to use Highlands for example. Okay.
He walks Vogue Femme or Performance, but he wants to walk drag face. And his look was just becoming so nice and so over that it was working for him. So he wanted, you know how people want other things to do, more creativity, more stuff to do in a regular thing. So he realized that his drag face was there. He probably gave him compliments from real legends and real people from the scene and wanted to give it a try. And the ballroom said, and he has it, in the real scene as well.
Right. But once you do that, I think you should start walking it in the Kiki scene. It's not a Kiki anymore.
Well, to me, the Kiki scene is a little more girlfriendish.
Oh, I think it's more girlfriendish than the regular scene?
Oh, yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'll let you slide with some shit you ain't going to get to in the real scene.
But they're not doing it. They're not doing it just to pick their girlfriend. They're doing it because their standards are automatically lower.
You're right.
It's not like they're doing it just because this is my girlfriend, I'm going to give her 10. They expect a lower level of everybody.
I was at a Kiki Ball, and I was like, what the fuck? What category is this again?
This shade is that they give their girls life, but if you're a real ballroom girl and you try to step foot at a Kiki Ball for your first time and think you're going to walk and slay, bitch, they would get you out first round real quick. And you could be slaying down. And I kid you not, Alexis would tell you, bitch, they will get you up out the way in the thing. And they'll be like, girl, they'll read you for filth.
That's if you go to certain ballroom cities. They be like, oh, you think you coming here winning this money? Not tonight.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Oh, you want to pay her $10 redemption? Okay. You're up now. One, two, three, four, six. You lost six this time. Some cities beware. So I really don't know who won the cash for Faith because I didn't stay that long. I would hope it was China out of all the people that walked.
Yeah, I
don't know. That's it. And the opinions of myself do not reflect those of Tensor Chop or the House of Scotta or Pandemonium. It only reflects my personal opinion. And just like assholes, everybody has one. And mine really didn't matter that night because I wasn't judging.
Right.
But I hope China won. If not, it definitely was Shade.
Not at all.
You said not at all. Who won? Can somebody tell me who won phase for the cash?
Who was the Sim Queen that beat the Ebony Child? What house was she in? Or
I think she was a 007 too.
Okay.
And she wasn't a bad looking girl. She
actually was
pretty.
Like a real woman to me.
I just didn't remember her. Right.
No shade. She's like a real woman somewhat. Not even really. She wouldn't give me Sim Queen face. She would give me like woman's face. If you want to me.
Runway at the Latex. Because Runway has always been a very competitive category at the Latex.
This female figure or
but just no, you know, just Runway in general. Legendary Runway has been memorable and regular Runway, and you just remember the moments that Dominique
and
Terrell and all of that. I was just so disappointed this year. It just was so no shade. I ain't gonna say lackluster. F list.
Yeah, it was only a couple highlights. That Conchild, that Walt Bush came over with cute with that green jacket. He was cute.
I must be missed that category. I must be left.
Yeah, for Bush came over. His effect was over. He won. His effect was nasty. And the Prodigy, what's his name? Rodney, the Walt with that paint on his body. He was cute. That was cute. Yeah, his effect was nasty.
I don't think I saw Tall Boys. I think I had already left by then.
Oh, okay.
I saw All American. I saw
Blah.
Women's Runway.
Who won All American?
All American got born, man.
One guy was chopping. The guy with the red cape won.
All American Runway is a category that I always go to sleep on while I go to the bar.
Yeah, it has really gotten very much, you know, that's when you take your bathroom, bar
sure.
Drink.
Yeah, I don't know. That category, I just
like, love it. It depends on who's on the floor.
Yeah, it depends on who walks in. Derek is walking.
That's for any category.
Yeah.
It depends on Rodney's. It depends on Rodney's effect.
I'm just talking about a category at majority of the balls that you would always get up and be like, oh, girl, not this category. That's one of the categories I'm kind of like, oh, girl, not this category.
Oh, that's how you used to feel about Over Once Upon a Time.
That's how I feel about, like, Virgin Vogue, those type like, that category, you know, shit like that, like, shit that.
Oh, well,
like,
I'm,
uh-uh.
I'm never there.
No,
I'm
ma'am.
Never there for those categories, so I don't know.
So, because Runway wasn't the key. Congratulations to whomever won.
Nakon, I think, won. I think it was Nakon. The Prodigy was last, too, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and Nakon won.
I must have missed that. Okay. Congratulations. So, let's get to the highlight of the night. Women's performance.
Women's performance. I love those ladies.
Michi. Can you let the people that were there first speak?
Oh, shit. Fuck y'all. Fuck you bitches. I was there, bitch. Fuck you bitches that paid the 30.
Next week, if we have a show, you can talk about California, wherever we're going to be.
Yeah.
But right now, we need you to stand to the side.
Major deduction.
Keisha, you want to talk about women's performance? Oh, you didn't win that either.
I mean, what happened?
But you saw it on Michi, have you seen it on the clip yet?
Vince, I made a post in the motherfucking group that said the women voguers, female figures need to watch them women because they will teach you how to vogue and still be a lady and look like a lady when you vogue. There's no fucking shame.
Just
because
you said that,
bitches came out.
Hold on. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not the bar. Ronnie, are you at BBQ? What's the name?
No, ma'am, I'm not. I just said somebody else's phone is Carrie. It's not mine.
That was Alexis' phone.
Alexis again.
Mm-hmm. Major deduction.
From you.
Women's Vogue, they came from the east.
Yes, they did.
They came from the west. Come on. They came from the north. Baby. They came from the south. And baby, they turned it. That was definitely the highlight of the night. Shout out to Karina, whatever house you're in, or 007. You turned it. Shout out to Kaya LaBeija for turning it.
Yes.
For
Monet, Ebony.
Yes.
Kelly Milan, she turned it. Even to the Prodigy young lady, she turned it.
You know what? Can I say something real quick?
Monet, Ebony.
They vote like Sim Queen. That little Milan child, I don't know her name, but she vote like a fucking Sim Queen.
No, she
they vote like how Sim Queen should vote.
Yeah,
they actually vote like
she vote like an old school Sim Queen. No, I'm talking about that. The Milan child votes like an old school Sim Queen. This little Milan child that had a
she
votes like an old school Sanaya.
He took you back to Sanaya, Ashley, all them girls. Yeah.
Shout out to Kofi Mizrahi. I see your day is coming. You definitely have inspired the girls, and that is definitely a moment for you because you definitely had those girls in there. To the lady from Taiwan or Japan, no, Taiwan, she, the Japanese girl doing the Owe, she ate it. She was eating it. Actually, pretty much all of y'all ate it for it's no shade. The performances were all exciting. They were different. You know, and if y'all have only been doing this for a year, I can't wait to see what y'all are going to do once y'all have control. And really, y'all really did 90% better than most Vogue films in catching the beat. That's what I was most surprised at.
The, the ninja, her name is Karina.
Yeah. Karina Ninja, you are... You definitely are. It was definitely inspiring. I actually thought you should have made it. Did she make it to the last battle?
Yeah, it was her and Kaya,
right?
Kaya LaBeija and LaBeija.
I actually thought they was gonna give it to her. I really thought to Karina.
No,
I thought she.
It. No shade. Kaya was linking it with that queen and that precision, baby.
But,
she entertained. She's very entertained. Well, for me, I'm gonna be honest. I actually think Monet should have sat Miss Karina, if you ask me. Was that Karina she was battling when Monet had wore that child out?
Well, okay, it was cute when you did the Michael Jackson stuff at first, but it was still Vogue. I mean, I still wanted to see Vogue. So when you see this girl, because Karina did this spin, she did this spin, and it gave you like this. She kind of gave you a Laomi, bitch. Like, at first, I'm going to stop in the spin, and then I'm going to spin again, and I'm going to still get the beat. And that's actually what kind of gave it to her. Because you just was gagging that hate to say that this Russian girl did this.
That's the difference between for categories. With Vogue categories, when you play a part, like if you play a Michael Jackson, you stay into character. Monet stayed into character the whole way in and out.
Yes, she
and
did.
On top of that bitch is, you know, she's old school, legendary too, and she was Vogue down. I'm sorry.
She
that,
did,
that
but I think at that point, once you've done that trick, it's almost like when you do the same trick over and over again, the judges are not entertained no more. You got to do something else.
They do that for performers all the time. They do
that's why I vote over them. When they keep doing that same spin over and over again, the crowd went out, but guess what? My vote going the other way.
Okay,
but
why did she
say
$1,000 when she did the same spin three different? She did the same spin three times and she won $1,000.
Come on.
Come on. That's what these girls give nowadays. They do the same shit over. That's why performance is what it is.
Work, Monet.
I'm going to say this, too, and I hope this doesn't come off the wrong way. I don't like that when you pick your battles, the way and the order in which and who battles who can influence who wins. And I did not like that Cassandra was able to pick the battles and she was competing. I just don't see that. I don't even like commentators doing it at my ball for grand prize because at the end of the day, I'd rather be red than the commentator said it was a setup for their girlfriend or their house member to win. I'd rather pick the battles because it seems as though, like, I guess the goal is to make sure the hot people make it to the end so that's the last battle. But why don't they battle first? And so we make sure we see the battle.
Mark,
the
you're talking about performance last.
But Cassandra did process, honey, so no shade.
She processed, right, but who was her first battle?
So what's the problem?
It's no
shame. The commentators told her.
To pick the battles, it's strategic. But okay,
yeah.
But if okay, if I do a TV show, right, and I'm let's say it's Big Brother, and I'm the head of household, do you think I would pick? Do you think I would put the weakest person
on the floor? She came to play with whoever was on the floor.
If she didn't pick the best people to battle, the best people to eliminate them, then she was dumb. I'm sure that's what she did. She put the hard people against.
Okay.
The point is, it's nothing against Cassandra. It could have been anybody. If you're competing, I don't think you should be able to pick the best.
You have an incoming call.
Private call of your life.
I bet you that's Dexter.
Private caller.
Hello.
What I told you. What did I tell you?
Come on, Dex.
I told you that's who that was.
Who?
No, that's a fish. What's going on, fish?
Oh, shit.
I'm fish.
Oh,
this is Becky. Hi, Becky.
That's a boy.
Hi.
What's going on?
Becky, we said Ebony's honey.
You ready to see us next
week? Alexis,
You ready to see me next week?
Oh, I won't be there.
Oh, well,
Alexis.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's not forget the Florida Awards Ball this weekend in Tampa, Florida. The ball does start on time. They advertise you can't shade them. Can somebody fix their background? They sounded like they at Wild Wing Monday, 50 Cent Wings.
That's someone's television.
Oh, right. No. They sound like they're wild. You know, they have the TVs in Buffalo Wild Wings for 50 Cent Wings.
Right. But that was no sport.
But it's Monday, not Tuesday.
So what was the next category? Did we get on labels, the Bush Queen labels with more?
I was
going
to say that to the end. But,
oh,
yeah,
okay.
We go ahead.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Everything. That was the hottest.
Hottest?
I'm gagging that we're still on the phone talking about the latex, though.
I was thinking the same fucking thing.
This is a lot of tea from the latex. Y'all, everybody thought the ball was a flop.
You was the main one that Women's Vogue was the hottest category. So
it was the hottest category. They also, it was also the most competitive category.
Okay, well,
come on, Miss Alexis. Girl, I can't help you couldn't get off work, girl. I can't help your PTO didn't go through.
Alexis wasn't trying to come to that ball, honey.
I went to the ball.
Yeah,
I wanted to go
stupid.
To.
Right, she ain't that stupid to go to that latex ball. I didn't tell her that.
She could have got in free. Her organization sponsored.
She could have got in free.
I wouldn't even go if it was free, though. I wouldn't go to that, not to that one.
That's the problem now. Y'all go to everybody else's rent balls, they monthly rent balls, that show her name nameless.
Who have a monthly rent balls?
Miss Laura go to Philadelphia once a month.
I've never been to Philly.
I don't support
Philly have a rent
party. I don't support Alberti and rent parties in this thing. Girl,
I never said. I said you go to Philadelphia once a month.
Miss Laura.
Alberti's the only one I have
gone
once a month.
He remains nameless.
Alberti's the only one I have
gone. I said what I said.
Well, with her performance, she might need to stay going to those kind of functions.
Oh, girl. Listen, don't do that, Alexis. Of the year in four different areas. Don't try me.
Right, you of the year in Chicago, Detroit.
Atlanta. Keep going.
Yes, you were.
What was that, 96?
Atlanta, 2008, 2009. Keep going.
Well, Atlanta has never been a performance city after Armani.
What was your category, Laura?
My category was best dress performance.
She wasn't my best dress performance, but you go ahead, girl.
Yeah. So let's get down to the madness. Open to all labels.
Yeah.
Well, we can actually do female figure labels
first. Y'all
not
going to say Shanae like that. Congratulations, Shanae, for winning that $1,000. Even though, child, I actually think Kamari Mugler should have won. No shade.
The category was realness with a twist.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm
what
not gonna read Shanae. Don't read her.
I don't have a problem. Shanae's a sweet girl. She didn't
girl.
Pick herself. She
that's
didn't have no judge
was,
up there. I don't see how it was political. They just didn't pick her.
No, y'all don't stop this. Now, let's get to the tens, first of all. It was Fem Queen performance. Y'all chopped that little tsunami child that was fierce, and then y'all gave Sinead a tens that slipped and did all that and bullshit and just
Now,
just
I do
sloppy.
Think, now,
and
I do think when you slip, unfortunately, right.
That's the girlfriend
I do.
I just think she tried to play it off. Just leave her alone,
no,
Nick.
You can't slip for $1,000. Like, when Roxy slipped, they chopped
How
her.
How can you
and
not
stuck,
slip for $1,000? You slip
But
slip.
It sucks every year. It sticks every time. It don't. Now y'all let these girls come out here and just do what the fuck they want to do and just say, oh, $1,000. No, bitch. What the fuck?
Well, she got the money, so what can y'all do about it? It wasn't child money.
I mean, we know if that's your girlfriend.
I have to make the announcement. We have 19 minutes before we go to record more. So please, everyone, we're recording. Go ahead,
hey,
Rodney.
Rodney, we was going to wait to 12:15 to have 15 minutes. Yes.
Can I ask Rodney a
That'd
question?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. What's up,
Rodney?
Yes.
You an icon. You're a legend. Fem Queen's performance. Do you think the person who won was well deserved? Just your opinion.
I didn't see the category. I haven't seen the clips. I haven't seen anything. So I couldn't even give you an opinion on it.
I didn't see it yet. I got to look at it myself.
I didn't see it yet.
This is my question. Does this change the opinion if Rodney wasn't an icon or a legend?
Okay. Because the icon of the legends was on the barrel. Okay. Okay.
Is
he
a legend?
You had James. I'm calling. You have Stuart Ebony.
Hashtag
Stephanie.
Please save our girls.
All those people have been out longer than me. So, I mean, I guess if they, you know, they saw that she was performing, I can only go
well,
with it.
I don't think James was up there when Shanae won. I'm sure he was going by then. I think Mark Kahn was up there by then.
Okay.
I mean, how do I say this? Sometimes,
if y'all know that Shanae has a unique vogue, and she's the vogue
first
different
off, we need
from
to
everybody
come on
else.
Shanae. Her name is
and
Nevaeh.
Like, and okay, Nevaeh, I know her name, but we know her as Shanae. So with that being said, every time Laura read her vogue or anybody else read her vogue, what can you possibly read about her vogue if you say the same shit over and over and over again? Like, you have to run out of shit to say. It's just like you keep bringing it up and up and up. It's like you cannot say nothing else. So that's why she be paying it, number one. And number two, what else could you say? Like, it's done. It's finished.
Right, at this point, she has set a legend, and she's won $1,000.
I don't give a fuck what she did. Her performance is tired, Ms. Bing. This
is
what it
is. That's her
I mean, well, Laura, your
performance
was
that's
tired a few times.
That's her performance.
Let me tell you something. Let me explain myself.
You gonna know who
Shanae
is from the
every
back before you know anybody else.
Yellow Bunny Hop was
cute. No, I'll be honest. Any performer that motherfucker comes out that had bad days, but their good days outweigh their bad days, like that gospel song.
Well,
and Miss Shanae,
what was your best
okay,
element,
well,
Laura?
Can we just agree on this? What was your best element?
You know what it was.
Listen,
you
want
a hot bitch?
Okay, of all the Shanae performances, Laura, before Caesar camera was all blurry and shit, she did not come out real cute to you? Like
the
how she be, before she slipped, her little catwalk and her little spin and her
okay.
hair flip.
Becky, they were not giving her tens on her entrance. It was her performance.
The category.
I enjoyed her coming up to the stairs and all that.
Laura, I didn't say was they giving her tens on it. I said, did she think
Becky,
it was cute? That's what I said.
No, Becky, this is what I'm saying. The category
was
$1,000 performance. The only thing cute about her was those heels. Her heels were cute. That performance,
think,
she slipped, failed.
I think the difference was in the last
she
battle.
Playing, ran into the judge's table. I mean, what
Laura,
do you need to not, I mean, to stop?
Well, Laura, I think she was well rested because she didn't have to battle nobody for fifth-grade performance.
Right.
And then she battled the woman, and then she had a two-hour break between there. She battled the woman, and she beat the woman. She really only had three battles. And that's kind of why, so congratulations. The film queens didn't come out. You didn't have to battle. You won the money. But I secretly think the category should have just been $1,000 woman's performance.
Okay.
Now, maybe they didn't think we were going to see that.
And Marcus, You don't see that. Okay, I understand all the females, the real women are paying and everybody else is not paying to come out. Like, Femme Queen Performance, they don't have to pay to come out. Butch Queen Performance, they don't have to pay to come out. And it's like all the women always have to pay. So I really think that that $1,000 was supposed to be for the women, too. That would have made sense.
Right, but I think marketing purposes, if you have a ball and you say, I'm not going to give the Butch Queens or the Femme Queens nothing, but I want I'm going to make a woman's performance for $1,000, they probably thought the girls was really going to pay it more than what they already did. So they said, oh, it's going to be open to all performance. And I would have took that into consideration. When you battle back-to-back-to-back-to-back like that, you know, it really does take a toll on you. So, I mean, those girls was, you know, even Kopi last night, she battled.
Kopi
they wouldn't give her
play.
Break. She said, no, ma'am, let me go ahead and get this over with. So shout out to those girls. But, I mean, we still can't negate. Hold on, Shanae won $1,000 a night. She beat Mika, too, right?
I think she had to share that with
No, she won
$500. What's her name?
Davina.
Davina won. Okay,
well.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, I'm just saying, at that ball, Shanae actually looked cute at the ball. These girls vogue and vogue nice. They vogue down. But then when it's $1,000, these girls be slipping, falling off the stage.
Well, Lord,
and
that's a big
else.
Stage.
Like,
it's a lot of lights. That's
no,
a different
it.
Type
it
of,
don't matter.
You know.
It don't matter. Come on. We come from an era that if the
Lord wanted to
have
goggles on.
$1,000, I want to see a performance in this thing.
Well, congratulations to the 24th annual iconic latex ball.
You know, we look forward to seeing what y'all have to bring next year.
Girl, bye.
So, moving on.
Grand
the Rumble.
All right.
Hello.
We had the Rumble. We're discussing the Rumble now.
Yes.
Okay, we had the Rumble, where last night grand prize was Realness with a Twist for $500 plus pot. And, again, kudos to Jack for starting the ball at 12:30 sharp, as stated, as promoted, as advertised. He did. You know, all the kids still outside, and they heard that Jack was calling the judges. Everybody storming the steps, trying to get down the steps, trying to get they jump the line so they can get out there to walk for the category, trying to get everybody situated where they needed. All the judges was in the building, so Jack started the category. And I'd like to say congrats to Old School and Aphrodite. It was your night, and came and you stayed. But big shout out to all the participants on last night. Big shout out to those who actually really, really, really wanted to vote, who got there late, paid an additional $10 to battle. It was a lot. Marcus, your take on the grand prize?
I got a ball coming out.
Oh no, congratulations to the winner, man, Aphrodite. Some of y'all were very lucky that it didn't make it to Realness. Y'all got the vote just about the whole time. Very lucky.
Who's left there to go for the realness portion? No, I think that coin hit
him.
No, the flip
of a
coin.
I think they just paid it.
I think
there's no shade.
It's
no way. It was like out of 30 battles, it was only like
what
3 realness battles.
Oh.
No, I'm serious.
What 3
I
battles was that, Marcus?
It was one battle where it was Nash and somebody, and it was like the coin flipped. And Jack had looked down, and he was like, oh, child, he's going to let them just twist. And then they just
Shout out to the Mugler, Realness with a Twist. I was a little nervous when you first came out with your $20, but you actually vote.
Yes, he does.
Who was that?
I don't know.
He's a new child. He's a little new child. He's a little cute, though.
Okay.
You have 10 minutes to call in, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes to call in.
I would have to disagree with the winner, only because I think that he should have been in the last battle. But no shade. I actually think G did a really good job. And it's no shade. I really think G did a, I just think G did a good job because G reminds me.
I did too.
G did a good job. And Rodney already know where I'm going with this, but yeah. So,
right.
Yeah.
G's a prodigy, yes, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
I was, you know.
I have to make a statement. You know, I'm noticing that when we did the exposing of the tipping after you win, it seems as though it's become a very popular topic recently. I'm looking at somebody's status message. It's time to make Runway the hottest category again. If you're paying the judges, you don't count pie face. Things that make you go,
We're doing things that make you go, ooh?
No, but, you know, I just had to slip it in. I saw it.
Well, Marcus, we're going to, you got time to think of one.
Congratulations to Runway last night at the Rumble, Japan Balenciaga.
Japan Balenciaga and Aladdin, Ebony, where the kind of battle. Aladdin, you was definitely walking. Last night.
Work Aladdin. There you go.
Congratulations to Kimmy for winning Fem Queen. Was that Sex Down or Body? It was Fem Queen Body last night, right?
Yeah, Fem Queen Body.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to Natalie. You know, you definitely came through, daughter. Definitely. Because you look good.
Almost doesn't count.
So,
almost made you love me.
You know, sometimes you're fresh in the category. You have to pay your bills.
Almost made you happy, maybe. Then why did not? Congratulations to, he didn't win either, but congratulations to Will. What's his name? Willie Will?
Little Will.
Yeah, that's right.
He definitely was performing last night.
Wait, what y'all saw in congratulations for? He didn't even make it to the final battle.
No, he didn't say congratulations like that, but he's just saying on a good job.
On a good job.
No, he shouldn't even get
past. He battled down.
Girl,
Laura, be nice.
Girl.
Laura, they didn't judge her realness a lot either.
Yes, I did, baby. I never got chopped. Ask Ronnie, never.
Also,
I
you sound like that
runway
child. They talking about you never got chopped, but that was your
never.
First ball.
Never.
You never.
Never. Never.
They
but never
chopped
you because they
your
just
realness like, either. No
never.
Shade. You watch your
never.
Realness
never.
Get your
hold
pins.
On. Hold on. Do you have a realness trophy?
Yes,
Laura.
I do, actually. Two of them.
Is it from a real ball, or is it from
it
one of the
mini
ball.
Night
mini
ball
balls that you
said?
It was
one
a mini ball.
One is from a major ball, and another one is from a mini ball deluxe. But I do have two of them. So if they want to
get
major ball trophy, I surely can.
What's the name of the major ball?
Why do you want to know?
Because we just want to know. Was it
no, you
an
I'm not
ball?
Do that
was it a rags to riches?
It wasn't no scholar ball.
Was it a rags to riches? Was it a...
It was damn sure no scholar ball.
Was it a Midwest Awards ball?
Oh, my God.
It was definitely the Midwest. Probably one of Tony Tiana's little mini balls over there in the South Side.
It was one of the mini balls at the on Saturday night, the red light.
One of those red light balls they used to do in Chicago. Y'all remember the red light balls? The little mini deluxe red light balls.
No, bitch, I want realness. Because
you
were
not sending Tree and Twan Pack.
No, you want realness where?
It was at the Oakland Awards ball, bitch.
Yeah, it had to be.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, of course, you know, with your house association, I mean, of course you won.
What?
I'm just going to leave that
at that. Oh, okay.
I'm going to leave that at that,
congratulations.
No. He wasn't in that house then. He was
yes,
in that house.
Keep it cute.
Yes, she was.
She was in that house that started with that beat.
Oh. What, Virgin?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Michi, you're not supposed to say everything out loud. You're supposed to let it, you know, marinate.
I'm sorry.
Shout out to Chevy Chase. Oh, my God, we missed the $5.99 special, Rodney.
Yeah.
It's 1 o'clock. Now we got about $14 per charge.
Hello?
Shout out to, who else won? Women's Performance, Kopi Mizrahi. That was very admirable that you gave the money back. If they'd have accidentally gave me the pot, I'd have accidentally kept it.
What? Huh? Wait, what happened?
You know, they were taking up pots for the Women's Federation of Vogue for tonight
right.
to add to the pot, but they accidentally gave her the money.
Oh,
they
have
was like, we needed that.
I would have put in a lecture person. I would have said, baby, let's hit it, honey. Let's go.
You'd have pulled out, you'd have did an Aaliyah at the car ball. She knew she wasn't supposed to get the money and she pumped.
Yes. I got to make an announcement. If anyone from representing the Florida Awards Ball, because you do have a function coming up this week and you did pay for advertisement, if you want to come on briefly or be able to call in before 1 o'clock so you can talk about your ball and different stuff like that that's coming
yes.
up, you
I
definitely
have a couple
are
of questions.
Able to do so.
Oh, Lord.
All
right,
you.
Florida, let's come together.
Yes, come
okay,
on, Florida.
Florida.
Have
you
a
have
lot
4 minutes
questions.
To call in, Florida. Lord,
that's 4 minutes longer than what that ball gonna be. Cause after what,
here she goes.
Hey, I'm coming all the way from California to come to the ball. Do not disrespect me like that.
Girl, your flight gonna be longer than that, bitch.
What's that flight? 5 hours.
I don't know. Marcus, you
yeah,
said that.
I hope you ain't getting no layover. Do I have the what?
We have the list of nominees that are up for other years down there.
Oh my
God! Are y'all kidding me? Are y'all serious?
Yes, you want me to read it out loud?
Oh
my
God! Oh Lord! Some of the categories. I mean, some of the people that
they pay for promotion.
Listen,
be nice.
They pay for promotion. Lord. We're gonna do. We're gonna Marcus. I want you to announce some of the nominees for the people that actually travel outside of Florida. That is not.
Oh, that'll be quick.
Yeah.
All right, that'll be quick. Hold on, give me a minute.
Naima Ebony, Chloe Mugler.
Actually, my dad, because you might have had to win a ball in Florida to get nominated. It wasn't just because you turned it out of state.
Warren. I can't name no more.
Hold on.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know I am on the radio, why would you send me a Jack message? Send me a Facebook
message. The Aga boy. The boy that just went to Aga, Dino. That's four.
Tiny.
Oh, hey, no. Oh, yeah, her. Tiny. X Mizrahi. Who? X Xavier. Oh.
I thought you said, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm about
Maharia.
To read. I'm about to. Hold on, let me
Maharia.
Pull the list up.
Maharia.
Well, Becky said she wasn't going to the ball.
Oh.
Well,
oh,
is, well
I,
ladies
I,
and gentlemen, if you are attending the Florida Awards Ball, you will finally leave outside of the ball without being blindsided.
Oh,
one minute to call in.
I love my sis Becky, but baby, Becky will blind that ball room full. Ball over. Ball is over. Everybody get the fuck out. Oh, y'all don't want to leave? Let me help you.
Okay, 60 seconds for you to call in. Thank you.
That's for the awards ball going to be packed booth. I could just see it now, bitch.
It's going to be over.
Well, while Marcus is doing that, I'm going to continue.
All right,
to
I'm win. Ready. I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
All right, female figure face nominees. Sierra Mizrahi is the only person I know off the list.
No, we used to kind of like... Wait, she was...
Female figure performance, Chloe Milan, Nikki Mizrahi, Yummy Ninja, Naima Ebony. Runway, female figure runway, Kat Ebony. It's other names, but I don't know her. Female figure sex siren, Chanel Prada. Kat Ebony. Well, Valerie
come on,
Ebony. You really turning. Your name has been on all the lists. Sim Queen Realness, Barbie Milan, Catherine Milan, Ruby Ninja, Butch Queen and Drags Realness, Tamika Lavin, Sierra Mizrahi, Heidi 007, Lip Sync Performance, Tayana Milan.
No, we're not. Next. No, we're not. That's not no category. No, we're not.
You respect to one of my categories, so yes. Thank you, Michael.
And Day-Day Ebony and Kedany Ebony.
Okay.
Evening Gown, Day-Day Ebony, LaShawn Milan, Transman Realness.
Ebony.
Shut up, girl. Transman Realness, Mumbles, Chanel. For the first time ever, you know what it is? Mumbles, yeah. The one that won the $500 at the Atlanta Awards Ball.
Word.
Butch Queen votes him. Okay, thank you, Switchboard. Tiny Balenciaga, Dino Balenciaga. I guess Chloe Milan comes out as a Butch Queen, too. Congrats, Chloe Milan. Runners with a Twist, Don Ebony. I said what I said. I don't know who the other two are. Butch Queen Sex Siren,
or
Tokyo Milan. I don't know. I think I heard of Jubilee Ebony. Twist the Runway, Don Ebony, Scarrell.
Oh, my God. They really get that as another. Oh, my God.
What happened, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Warren Milan, Prince Mizrahi, Lex Mugler, Jesse Infinity, Johnson Infinity, and Kid Mizrahi.
Warren Milan,
Pretty Boy Realness, Prince Mizrahi, Jeezy Ebony, Brooklyn Milan, Schoolboy Realness, Carmen Chanel, Jeezy Ebony, Jalen Milan, Charlie Mugler, Thug Realness, Bohemian Ebony, Miko Garçon. Okay. Miko Garçon from Atlanta.
Is the thug name Bohemian?
Yeah.
Bohemian Ebony.
Mugler.
You heard it, girl.
Ooh, hold on. Y'all ready for the key? Y'all ready for the key of the night? Butch Queen Executive Realness, Alexis Lords.
Alexis. But she might be a female figure walking executive. I mean.
No, man.
No, it's definitely
the
Butch Queen.
I got to see what
this is.
James Ebony and Janelle Mizrahi. Hey, Janelle. American Runway, Trigger Ebony, Rico Millar.
Their name
alone
should
get Mark Ebony. Hold
on. Anthony Garçon, Markel Garçon, Morocco 007. That's Dress, Cliff Ebony, L Infinity, Shady Ebony. Virgin Vogue of the Year, Haya.
Female
figure Virgin Performance of the Year.
Oh, my God.
I heard of Yummy Ninja. Virgin Runway, Prince Mizrahi. Sneaker vs. Sneaker, Marlon Mizrahi, Gucci Milan. I don't know the other person. MC vs. MC, Janelle Mizrahi, Taboo Overness. Hand Performance, Yummy Ninja. I don't know who the other two are. Shadiest Butch Queen, Becky. From Tenza Chop, Sierra Mizrahi, and Tone Millard. Good luck, Becky. I hope you win. That's definitely your award. Legendary Award, Power Infinity, Rico Millard. You know, while we stop here, if you are having the ball, in
you
no form of fashion.
A long time ago, bitch. Don't stop now.
Hold on. If you are having the ball, if your name is on the flyer, in no way should you be getting any awards. I don't care if voted, you won 99 times, and you still won of the year. It looks serious giving yourself an award, and I keep seeing cities doing that. How do you charge the girl $30 getting to your ball to give yourself an award? legendary or not. What you do is you wait till Jack or the Dorian Corey have their awards ball, and you wait to see if you get something there or get nominated there, but don't give
what's
yourself
the category,
an award.
Marcus?
Legendary award.
Oh.
Well, hold on, hold on. Power Infinity is having the ball right now. I hope you don't take my name off the door for reading it, for saying that, but if not, I'll be prepared to say. State's finest.
I don't even think you were supposed to say that.
Oh, why?
Your
my name is at the door?
At the door.
Oh, my name is going to be at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, at grand prize, somebody going to win $1,000 that night. I promise.
Dino Balenciaga, Mirage Revlon, Naima Ebony, Prince Mizrahi, Tiny Balenciaga, Yummy Ninja. That's going to be a really hard State's Finest to get.
Yeah,
this
that's
year.
Going to Naima all day.
What's the list again, Marcus?
State's Finest, Dino Balenciaga, Mirage Revlon, Naima Ebony, Prince Mizrahi, Tiny Balenciaga, and Yummy. No, that's
Naima.
A hard list to pick
no,
from.
It's not.
I don't...
She made the most noise. She won that Vegas ball. She won another 1,000 in Philly. That's enough right there. Bitch, please.
She won another 1,000 too.
Ain't none of them ain't did shit. Ain't none of them really did that much.
Okay,
right
well,
there.
Becky, you
yeah.
want to put your money, you want to put your money on a bet? You want to, Laura, you want
to
say,
no,
you want
no,
to say, you
no,
saying Naima going to win? Rodney, did you want to
say Naima
you know,
was
going to
win? I said,
no, no, no.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
I said Naima should win. I don't know. It depends on who's throwing this ball. I don't know.
No, this is
like
a very difficult list. Dino has traveled. Dino won $1,000 and beat a legend for the $1,000. Mirage has traveled, and
Mirage
he's probably traveled
good.
The most out of all those people.
Saying,
he just didn't make up. He just didn't brag
about
getting on the computer something
impact.
Like he won.
I'm talking about impact.
And who else? Well,
so, hold on.
Wait,
I'm not trying to be serious, but you go to a Philly Vogue night, and you won $1,000. Not Philly Vogue nights.
No one the Vogue night.
A first Friday, and you win $1,000.
Naima did not jump on Facebook
Friday,
and say that she won. People actually tagged her and said congratulations before.
Hold on, bitch. I said what I said. Okay, I said I think the list is hard.
Say, but when I say
I
what
said,
I say,
hold on, it does not matter. I said what I said. To me, I traveled the most out of all. Hey, none of y'all bitches traveled more than me this year. I saw all those bitches all over the country. I think it should be hard. The next one.
I didn't say this. That's not what I said.
You said what,
Rodney?
As far as traveling more than you. That's not
flat. Oh, I said you. I said besides Rodney, none of y'all bitches traveled more than
you
me.
You said it just now.
And the truth of the matter is, I probably did go a few more places than Rodney this year.
I said what I said next.
Okay, well, you said what you said, Miss Becky 007. Out of towner, Cheeks Mizrahi, Jack Mizrahi, Kelly Mizrahi, Ronaldo Milan, Uncle Mike Ebony, and myself.
They shaded me, y'all. They shaded me.
I came to the ball that you got chopped at, remember, two times.
I never walked.
You
never said, walked.
No, you got chopped from the back.
what category was that?
Butch Queen of Drag's Realness.
Lies. Next.
African attire. Come together,
hey,
crowd.
You got,
hold on. Most crowded ball. Come together in the face-to-face ball. Congratulations come together for winning most crowded ball of the year.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're going to stop right here now. Yeah, I had enough. Okay. So y'all trying to tell me Florida got a most crowded ball of the year, and we can see
as a category.
As a category.
No,
and
have
then you got version performance of the year. How can you be version performance of the year? I never heard
leave it alone,
they said
Laura.
What they
just
said.
Leave it alone.
Flyer
just
of the year,
alone,
animation,
Laura.
Domination, Face to Face, and Frozen Ball by Warren Miller. Trophy of the year, Come Together or Face to Face. I only saw the Face to Face trophies. I didn't see the other ones. Commentator of the year, Greg Lavin, Jack Mizrahi, JP Milan, Memphis Khan, Selvin Mizrahi, Taboo Overness, and Willow Mizrahi.
Oh, Taboo Overness, worth it.
Statement of the year, Dino Balenciaga, Maya Ebony, Naima Ebony, Prince Mizrahi, Taboo Overness, Tayana Milan, Zumi Infinity. First of all those people are statement of the year. All those people are not statements. I hope that meant they
who
made a statement
Taboo
this
Overness?
Year.
Who
right, it's not
who?
Statement of the year like that. That's made as far as made a statement.
that would have to be.
I hope, right, I hope that's what that is. Femme Queen of the Year, Barbie Milan, Valerie Milan, Ruby Ninja, and Catherine Milan. Butch Queen of the Year, Cliff Ebony, Dino Balenciaga, Jalen Ebony, Prince Mizrahi, Scar Revlon, Shady Ebony.
What?
Butch Queen and Drag. Naima, they, I mean, not Naima. Becky, they got you together. They shaded you. You should feel like India Ari, bitch. They gave you 0 out of 9. Day-Day Ebony, Laura Infinity, Maya Ebony, Naima Ebony, Sierra Mizrahi, and Tayana Malone. Becky, who did you piss off at the awards ball committee? They don't see you at all. You did travel this year.
I did not walk none this year. What the
but
fuck
you
are you
traveled.
Talking about?
So you could have gotten, like, the out-of-town awards, right? Maybe I don't know what they do there at all.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you went a few places. Transman of the Year, Mumble Chanel. Comeback of the Year, Johnson Infinity. Big Boys Performance, Zumi Infinity. New House of the Year, Chanel and Ovenus. Comeback House of the Year, Mizrahi or Revlon. Father of the Year, Danny Ninja, Delano Ebony, Frank Ovenus, Johnny Infinity, Warren Millar. Mother of the Year, Power Infinity. Yes, Power. You going to get yourself 5 awards at this ball. Bitch, she is going to be the Beyonce of the night. House of the Year, Ebony, Infinity, Milan, and Ninja.
Okay. Well, I'm going to make a quick announcement to everybody so we all are aware. We will be taking a break next Monday. We will not be on the air as we will be coming back the Monday after Labor Day for our new season. So just let everyone know, next Monday we will be off.
And we have a special surprise for the season premiere on, is that September 1st?
When
yes,
is this Florida ball? When
that
is this Florida ball?
Florida ball is
September.
Saturday.
So Monday, September 1st, look out for the announcement and
you
for the promos.
No, I'm not going.
Yeah, I can't wait.
He said that real fast. No.
Yeah. Well, it's Prodigy weekend, so Rodney won't eat it.
Rodney, I wouldn't go either if they didn't nominate me, and I've been to, like, two of their balls.
Sorry, he did call your name, bitch.
They nominate me for Mr. Out of Towner. I'm over.
They nominated me, though, bitch. They said Laura Infinity, bitch.
Oh, no, I wasn't going because it's Prodigy weekend, so I'll be with the family.
I got a nomination. I think I may bust through that, bitch.
Laura Storm with me. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to me, Miss Becky. If you come mix up the ball like you did Warren Millar's ball, you will be in jail. I promise you.
You
maced up Warren's ball,
job?
But you will not mace up no ball that I'm in.
Let me tell you something, Miss Becky. I will sit up on that panel and chop every one of you girls, not that one of y'all bitches, to even try it, this thing. And I promise you, I'm a cap of bull and the first bitch in this thing.
Well, no, it all depends, Laura. If we got to pay $30 to get in, we're going to make her pay out all her money.
I wouldn't pay no $30 for that shit. I'm really coming in for free, Miss thing. Please, for a two-hour function. Fuck out of here. What the fuck I look like, this thing.
Laura, you can't do that. They paid for their advertisement.
Yeah, and I paid $300 for my flight, this thing. Yeah.
Now, you know you paid $150 for your flight, $75 each way.
No. I don't do that anymore, honey. That was years ago when Magic was right, mister.
What's her name? Can we get, excuse me, what's this? Child, I forgot the child name. J-Rock Ebony, can you please call in? I need to know who won the free room in Dallas for Pride Weekend, and you have yet to get that information back. I'm trying to make my travel arrangements to Dallas so we can be golden in Dallas.
Wait, who won the
yes.
room?
Everyone come to Dallas October 4th.
The contest ended?
Well, I think the contest was over, but I need J-Rock to announce the winner.
Wait, who won the free room? You mean like a hotel room?
Yeah,
Pride is offering a room for thing at the host hotel. You know that can save you a coin for the weekend.
So you win a free sex room.
Oh, God. Uh-oh.
Is that the Crown Plaza? I mean, it's a nice hotel, and that's where the ball is.
Oh.
I hope I win. I damn sure hope I win.
That's why you wouldn't know who won.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we go, we just want to wrap up with our things that make you go home and with we can pump.
Yeah.
Oh, you can pay it. Good night, Laura. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway.
Yes, definitely. I thank everyone for calling in. We're going to end it tonight with a brief show. We discuss the latex in its entirety. Blah, 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 blah. We discussed the Rumble. Congratulations to Vogue Femme. Winner was Boots, Mizrahi, and the other Mizrahi. I don't know his name. And the dramatic winner was Chaos. So grand prize for performance, House of Mizrahi. Okay? Because I didn't want to shade anyone. Lollipop and Boots was a cute battle.
Well, I mean, Lollipop was tired by then.
Was
he tired by then? Yeah, because they tried it. They yeah.
Okay. Will everybody say good night? Becky, start with you.
Good night. And look forward to being on the new season.
All right.
You got an extra vacation, a few days.
Good night, everyone. Remember, whatever alleyway, whatever backyard, whatever hotel, motel, or Holiday Inn you decide to do your thing and get it in, make sure you wrap it up and be safe, because the very life you save may be your very own. God bless
you. Why you ain't say choir rehearsal hall? Don't judge us.
Because Marcus, if they're below the stoop to your level and do it inside the sanctuary, then they need to go to hell. Now, come on.
Did Laura hang up already?
No, bro.
Yeah, her cricket went out.
I'm going to see y'all in Florida. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Marcus.
All right, everybody. I'll see y'all this weekend. I'll be in San Francisco and Tampa, Pandemonium Tour. If you want a tank top, come out tonight. I'll have some extras.
All right. And once again, I am Rodney, your host for the evening. Thank you guys for calling in. Thank you guys for being a part of the show. Again, Florida Awards Ball this weekend. Please go. Have a great time. I wish you guys success. And we will be recapping that along with other events that will be taking place from now until then. I wish you all well and have a great evening. Bye-bye.
The iconic House of Revlon has been presented in national scandals many times, but has always prevailed. So on this night, it's your turn to make a scandal of your own. Saturday, October 11th, in Richmond, Virginia, the iconic House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Some of your mini-grands include $500 for Butch Queen Realness, $500 for Drags Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Realness, $500 for Femme Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Butch Queen Sex Siren, $500 for Legendary Butch Queen Face, $500 for Realness with a Twist, $500 for Legendary Performance, $500 for Best Dress, $500 for Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $600 for Butch Queen Runway, $750 for Legendary Runway, $900 for Femme Queen versus Drag Performance, and $1,000 for Femme Queen Face in honor of Mother Danielle Revlon. So be on time and send out your best. We've seen it time and time again. Grand prize winners as a house with the most trophies. But tonight, it's the house with the most cash. Whoever's house has the most cash at the end of the night will be awarded an additional grand prize of $2,000.
along with an 8-foot trophy. That's right, the House of Revlon brings you a national scandal. Saturday, October 11th in Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Doors open at 11:45 p.m. Your commentators for the evening, the Scandalicious Duo. For tables, they're $200 apiece. Contact the iconic father himself, Tony Revlon. For more information, visit Facebook's event page, dated October 11th, a national scandal.
Legendary Mother Power Infinity, Icon Angel Milan, and Icon JoJo Ebony bring you the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, benefiting the Tampa Metro Wellness Center. Some of your cash categories include pageant gowns for $200, open to all potluck virgin performance, Butch Queen's Up and Drags Realness for $100, Butch Queen Realness, Thug versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy, and your grand prize, open to all performance for $1,000. Again, that's the Come Together 2 Ball, your 2014 Florida Awards Ball, Sunday, August 24th. Your location, Sky Tampa, 1509 East 8th Avenue in Tampa, Florida. Your host and MC, the Icon Jack Mizrahi. For more information, visit Facebook's event page dated August 24th.
The Icon Pioneer, Larry Ebony, presents the 24-carat Gold Ball. All gold, everything. Saturday, October 4th, in Dallas, Texas. Grand prize number one, tag team performance, The Lost Treasures of the Texas Republic, for $1,500. Grand prize number two, open to all realness for $1,000. Grand prize number three, Femme Queen Face, The Battle of the Goddesses for $750. Mini grand number one, Butch Queen Senior versus Junior Sex Siren, Hercules versus Aries for $500. Mini grand number two, Tag Team Best Dressed, one male figure and one female figure for $500. Mini grand number three, J-Rock Ebony presents the Ultimate Catboy for $500 and many other cash prizes. Again, that's Saturday, October 4th in Dallas, Texas. The Icon, Pioneer, Larry Ebony bringing you the 24-carat Gold Ball. All gold, everything. Texting with our Bonding Prosperity gets you in for free. For more information on Dallas Southern Pride events, contact J-Rock Ebony via Facebook under J-Rock Dupree or visit www.DallasSouthernPride.com for more details.
Legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga bring you Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star Statement and Legend, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C.
Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realness, Mr. Disney for $1,000, Femme Queen Realness, Pretty versus Banji versus Executive versus Big Girls, Battle of the Girls, Pretty Girls as Sleeping Beauty, Banji Girls as Princess Tiana, Executive as Mary Poppins, and Big Girls as your fairy godmother, all for $1,000. Open to all legendary performance, The Wizard, ease on down this road for $1,000. Your mini grands include Femme Queen Sex Siren, Jane, Tarzan's loyal companion, for $500. Femme Queen Perfect 10, Ariel, showcased in face, body, and realness, for $500. Femme Queen Performance, Rapunzel, let your hair down and bring us a heel, just as high as you dare, for $500. As well as a host of other cash categories. That's Watch the Throne 2.0, Once Upon a Star, Statement and Legend, presented by legendary mother Lisa Prodigy and Dante Balenciaga, Saturday, September 27th in Washington, D.C. Tables $200 each until August 1st. Thereafter, tables will be $250 each. Tables are seated, first pay closest to the stage. Admission $30 all night. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, the icon MC Debra, legendary RJ Carrington Balenciaga, and legendary Kevin Jay-Z Prodigy. Elite beat by the one and only legendary Von Allure St. Laurent. For questions, comments, or concerns, send them over to watchthethrone2.0@gmail.com or visit Facebook's event page dated September 27th.